Right, how about men's shoes?
I'm trying to, wingtip shoes, and then you have the plain toe shoes, and you have a loafer with or without a string, and you have a boot.
You could have a loafer with a tie?
Yeah, it's very similar to what you have on, but it is considered a loafer in a men's shoe.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And some of them have buckles.
Yeah.
Right. You have your ankle boot. And then you have your high boot, which is just below the knee, and then there's one in between that goes comes well, I don't know what it's called, but it's above the ankle, but it's not as high as the calf of your leg. That's about all I know. I mean, a sandal.
All right. Okay, what are some different kinds of hairstyles? For men, women, blacks, whites?
Well, okay, let's start with the black, the afro. And that's about all I know as far as blacks are concerned, unless you go into the pigtails, the little bitty plaids on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I know about my color. And the young girls, you have your angel wings.
What's that?
It's like Pam's hair. You just saw her head, the way it's cut.
Like a shag, sort of?
A long shag, maybe, but
yeah,
no, but that
shag
part is not short. I mean, it's sort of tapered, like yours is parted in the middle, hers is parted in the middle. The sides are tapered and swept back.
Does her hair do that naturally because of the cut, or does she have to roll it to make it?
No, she doesn't, and she has a little natural curl, but she blows it dry, and then she uses a little round brush, and as she brushes, she blows it dry, and it makes it sort of lay back, and like it's teased a little bit. You have your long shag and your short shag. You also have an afro, and a lot of the white girls like the afro.
Yeah, I've seen that coming out.
Then you have the very curly, it looks like uncombed permanent, you know?
Oh,
it's just kinky.
Yeah,
this is the latest thing. It's just now getting to Birmingham a little bit. You have your neckline.
What's that?
Well, it's sort of like a man. Old-timey man's haircut. It's not shingled, but it's cut right below and sort of around, or some of them are pointed in the back, right? At the hairline. Right, right. And you just comb it straight, and that's it.
But
I don't like it
anymore. Do they still do it today?
Some people still have it.
I don't think I've ever seen one. And what's that called?
It's just a
neckline.
All right, it's a neckline. Oh, you have your teased, like mine is short and teased. Buffet, I guess you might call it. Not extremely so.
No. And
I like the feather cut.
Is that what
it's sort of like a blow cut? No, it's just short and you blow it dry.
Oh, and you don't have to mess with rolling it up.
Right.
Then I get up the nerve if I'm going to have one of those. It's so hard to part with it because I have.
Yeah, right.
Okay, any other men's hairstyles that you can think of? What about the new men's hairstyles, the longer ones? Have you seen shags on men, for example?
Yeah, I have. I've seen the short and the long on men.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the short shag on a man very much.
Yeah, I do too. It looks good.
I do. I just don't like short. I'm trying to think of the way my husband's hair is cut. It's, well, I can't write this name, but it will be.
Oh, there are some you've left out, I think. Very, very short.
Crew cut?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens, no, you never see that anymore.
Okay, what about the one that's straight?